Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to realize that the spirit world is more real than the world that we're looking at with our natural eyes. We want everyone everywhere to realize that heaven is real. And my guests make heaven in the spirit world so real. I read their book last night. It's called Heaven is Real. And my guests are Ron and Glenda Petty. And Ron literally died on an operating table. He was having brain surgery, and he went to heaven. But before we did this broadcast, because Ron has discernment, he can see evil, he can see good, he literally, I said, Ron, what do you see in your room where you're doing the interview? And he said, I see angels all over the place, and I see evil all over the place. Describe what the evil looked like, Ron.
Well, the angels, there's a glow from the neck down. The evil has no glow. It's dull.
Okay, and Glenda, the minute you heard that there was evil in the room, what did you do?
Well, I grabbed the anointing oil, which is a combination of frankincense and myrrh, and I asked the Lord to just bind these evil spirits, and I sent them to the foot of the cross. This is a new thing for us to step out in this authority. I had no idea there were evil spirits in this room. This is a prayer room that we pray over many times and keep it very pure and clean. So at any rate, those evil spirits are gone now.
Ron, you look into the invisible world in your room and describe to me what you see right now.
Nothing but peace. There's a very large angel that is actually a little taller than the doorway. I mean, he's walked back and forth many times, and his head passes through the
doorway.
The
there.
Doorway,
right? And he's been sent as an angel of peace. He's not either one of our guardian angels. He's an angel on assignment.
But you know what's so wonderful? Because you have this gift of discernment and can see into the invisible world, you see the reality of anointing with oil in the name of Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, we've seen that many times, and the Lord showed it to us several years ago how important it was.
Okay. Now, when Ron had died and had his visitation to heaven that he writes about in the book Heaven is Real, when he came back into his body, tell me about that.
Okay, he was in heaven at that point, and when it was finally apparent to him that they were not letting him in, that second angel had come back to him and said, Ron, your mission is not complete. You're being sent back, and I'm going with you. It's not yet your time. Okay. Ron immediately said, then, I want to see my wife.
Just hoping that was a request that they couldn't fulfill, because I didn't know I was married.
Yeah, he just wanted to throw something out as a last effort to go in. Well, the angel said, okay, that can be arranged. Well, then, the next moment, Ron and the angel were hovering in the operating room. And Ron looked down and saw his body on the operating table. And the angel then motioned to him,
get back inside. And
Ron resisted. He said, you know, he just looked over and resisted. And the angel said, now.
He said such an affirmative voice that I just obeyed. I just said, okay.
And then Ron told me he entered from the head. I cannot imagine how this is possible, but his spirit then re-entered his body. And actually, too, Ron, as you were seeing your body in that room, the doctor had actually climbed up
on top of me
on the operating table, and he was using the defibrillator. And I think he had to use those paddles three times.
And my guardian angel that was with me, I said, do I have to enter that body? Mm-hmm. And, you know, really questioning. And he said, yeah, that's the body you belong to.
So,
I said, okay.
Okay.
And I went back into my body, and evidently that's when the doctor that was on top of me pressed the two paddles to my chest or wherever that I came back to life.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I would say Ron was unconscious from that time on. The next conscious moment then that he has is one of those visiting moments there in intensive care when I walked through the door. The angel had, you know, he had asked the angel, I want to see my wife, and the angel had already agreed. So then at that point when I walked in, the angel just gestured over to me that here she is.
And now, because Ron had amnesia, what did you think when you saw your wife? Did you recognize her?
Yes, I did. I mean, because my angel said, here she is. That's all I knew. That's all I knew about her.
But you didn't recognize her by looking at her. You recognized her because your angel told you.
That's right. That's right. That's the only way I knew her. It's because my angel introduced me to her.
Now, what'd you think when you saw her?
I said, wow, you picked out a good one.
Now, you had about 10 years of amnesia. Tell me about the time, Glenda, when the amnesia disappeared.
We had moved back to Ron's hometown, Lufkin, Texas, and after we had been here just a few years, we had joined a little church that was just a very safe place for us to be. The church had very few programs, very, very easy place for our family of six to attend. And then one day, they had a fish fry planned, an outdoor Saturday afternoon fellowship. That was the very day, one of the days over the 10-year period, several times, once a year, maybe once every 2 years, Ron would come to me and say, "Hun, where's your purse?" And I would not know why he needed my purse. That very Saturday morning, he had come to me and said, "Hun, where's your purse?" Well, I told him where it was, and then and moments later, he would come back and take my head and say, "Glenda, I can't take the pain anymore. My memory's worse." He had constant headache, constant head pain. Well, I would always coax him through this moment by saying, "But, hun, remember, it's not yet your time to go. Your mission isn't complete, and you have a family here." And I would pray through that moment, pray through that pain, and he would get over it somewhat, and he would recover.
But it must have been a very difficult time for you.
It was.
I mean, for 10 years, having a husband that had really no memory.
That's right. And then in bouts of such severe head pain as well.
Well, he had difficulty just remembering short-term things, where things were.
Right. Short-term and long-term. Many times through the 10 years, I would drag out our wedding book, and I would say, "Do you remember our wedding?" And, of course, I'm pointing to pictures with us in it. Well, he really couldn't remember. I could tell by the look on his face he really could not remember those events at all. At any rate, this Saturday morning, he did not respond to my prayer, and he was getting worse. And that afternoon, there was a fish fry planned, this Saturday afternoon fellowship, and it was my last effort to get him out of the house, to get him around people. This was an emotional, well, a spiritual, I would have to say, a spiritual emergency. I felt like this is not a physical emergency. Paramedics would not have helped, or a surgeon. This was something else. I just needed the help of other people. Well, we went to the event. After we were there a few hours, he was no better. And I was getting worried that we were going to be returning home in the same shape that we had come. Well, the event was catfish had been prepared, fried, all lots of fried catfish. All the members had brought salads and desserts, a beautiful spread of food. And Ron is diabetic from trauma from the brain surgeries at this point. But he had his insulin shot, and I said, "Honey, you've got to eat." Well, people were even beginning to come back for seconds. He had resisted so long. Well, as he was going down the serving line, he came to a big white turkey platter with a little fried flounder on it that was just there as a joke to the pastor's wife. And when he saw that flounder,
I said, "That is a flounder." I have been floundering. In that instant, Lord opened my head up, took the headache out, and poured the memory back in. I can remember so distinctly looking at Glenda, and for the first time in
10 years,
I called her by name, because I normally call her hun or something like that. And I looked at her and said, Glenda, it's back. And at that instant, it was just
glorious, I'll have to say. He revealed to me that afternoon, that evening, when he had asked for my purse, he knew that my driver's license would have my name. So he was going just to read the license, to read my name, so he could come back and actually call my name. I never knew that in those years before that. Why we always had the scenario where he was asking for my purse and then coming back in to tell me how bad his pain was.
What did it mean to you when you realized he had his memory back?
Oh, it was unbelievable. He was standing straight and tall, just glowing. He said, Glenda, it's back. And people around heard him say that. And they looked over. And he looked 10 years younger. It was incredible. It was the most amazing moment, I would have to say. Just the most.
Listen, your entire life in this book is outlined. Heaven is real. It, for people that aren't sure about heaven, people not born again, this is the most credible account of someone visiting heaven and coming back to report about it, available for a donation of $20. Heaven is real.
For he himself is our peace,
who has made both Jew
and Gentile into one,
and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
His purpose was to create in himself
one new man.
Sid Roth has found the key to worldwide revival. This is God's time to reach the Jewish people with his love. Messiah Jesus has torn down the wall dividing Jew and Gentile. The two together form one new man to reach the world. God's method to reach the Jewish people is through signs and wonders. This is why our website, sidroth.org, is jam-packed with tools to equip you to move in signs and wonders, understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church. Log on to sidroth.org today.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.